I'm not pumping my gas anymore.
Next week, I pump my gas.
Hey, prices were low. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Can you relate? Can you relate?
Can't we all?
Can you relate to moving? Can you relate?
Haven't we all?
To having your stuff all strewn about and like you're putting yourself, whoa, already starting off hot with the mics. Okay. It won't be in the recording, it's fine.
Okay, fine.
But isn't it stressful, dude?
No.
No?
I feel like it's cathartic. Every time I move, at least it's cathartic because I feel like it's like an evaluation of like where you're at, you know what I mean? Like I always get to see like what have I fucking just hoarded over the past 12-month lease or 8-month lease or 14-month lease. And I'll figure out like I never use this, or like I bought this and like I'll think about like a funny memory I had with it and then throw it away or something like that. So that's the
it's like a cleansing thing for you.
Yeah. Cuz I know I'm going to like get rid of some shit I don't need.
Yeah. I move people all the time, and they have so much shit they don't need, and, like, you'll find it in corners. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was missing that. I was like, no, you weren't.
You don't need it.
You know?
You got over it, and, like, I don't know. It wasn't like it was a gap in your life. Like, you filled it, and you got over it. When you find something like that, like, that's when I'm like, all right, that's a good thing to think back on, but I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, damn, I forgot I had that. Now I need it again.
Yeah.
Because, like, you didn't need it.
Well, let's fill people in. Maybe we have new listeners. I mean, they don't know us. They don't know what's going on.
We're always having new listeners. The way the podcast is booming, it's on the rise.
The TikTok,
it's risen.
Yeah. We bit the bullet. We are officially moved into the new place. We are roommates. We're cohabitating.
You can see the new set.
Yeah.
High budget. Very high level. Sophistication.
A lot of cream on the walls right now.
Heavy cream.
We're going for a monochrome sort of feel. One color, one tone. But moving sucks. But
yeah.
It hasn't been too rough.
Hasn't been bad. I feel like I've always had a thing against bags, and now it's kind of biting me in the ass for this move.
Against bags?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my mom always says, like, I had a thing against bags. I never, like, want to, like, put things... I'd rather just, like, carry it than put it together.
Book bags and shit?
No, I like backpacks and stuff, but... I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. If, like, I'm the person who go to the grocery store. If I'm getting, like, 8 items, I'm just going to put them in my arms. As opposed to, like, get that little...
You want to get a little basket?
No, just...
That's my favorite. See how much shit I can fit in there.
A little picnic, like you just...
And then I'm like leaning down the aisle.
Yeah, like you're walking with that like hunch.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, try to put milk first.
Having to switch an arm every aisle, just like, oh, that was heavy now. That's a great workout.
I'm never having kids. This is a fucking child.
That'd be a funny TikTok. Go to Publix, load all this with water, and just like do workouts in there. Like lunges and fucking... overhead.
You're like a group of 5 people and like run a class.
Yeah.
You get 5 people walking. We need our waters back.
We're going to get a sub. They're just in the
deli. I need 2 more minutes.
Yeah. Or you do sets in between the time they're cutting your ham. You know what I mean? Like, I want a pound and a half of ham, and while you're
this
doing
is
it.
The Publix workout. You're going to get everything done. You're going to have your kids. They're going to look at the magazines. This is what you do.
It's a Tabata.
Got to check on them every 30 seconds. You got to get back.
Where are we at?
Where are your kids? Where are your kids?
0.76 pounds. Keep it there. We'll go under a pound. Oh, yeah. But, we moved. What's one thing you got rid of and you're like, I'm glad I got rid of that. I'm happy. Anything yet?
Nothing big yet.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be something, but nothing big yet.
Yeah. Find any old trinkets or old memories?
No, I do. I only have one. I call it like the Xbox.
All right.
And I wouldn't even say it's the Xbox, but it's just, like, all of my past, like, yearbook stuff and, like, I don't know, the things that people gave me throughout the years, I have it in, like, one box. That's the only thing that I actually, like, keep in terms of memory.
I have a thing like that, but it's just, it's not from exes. It's just, like, old ticket stubs and...
Yeah, it's that, but, like, there's a lot of, like, X notes and, like, fucking middle school little fucking, like, I don't know, just shit, like... Why the fuck did I have this? When I moved out of my parents' house, I found it. Like, went back in college. I was like, I definitely want to keep this shit.
Wow. Yeah. That's adorable.
Yeah. So.
Man.
Those are there.
So, like, handwritten notes from back in the day?
Yeah. Like,
shit like that?
Ones. The ones that, like, folded all fun.
Yeah. Like, origami, and you couldn't figure it out, and you just rip it, and, like, message not received. It's a message. I was going to say a name,
right,
but, like.
Back.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about the only shit I keep. Other than that, I'm going to try to wean down to a bunch of adulting things. Hmm. It's like I got a bunch of just like stuff.
Yeah.
But like I need things.
Nope.
Save you lost that. Me. I save that one. You know.
IKYKYK, you know?
As some Bible verse kind of says, as he grew into a man, he let go of childish things. I don't know.
Let go of childish things.
Something like that.
This doesn't necessarily have to be possessions. What part of you did you leave at your last apartment?
Well, the chains are still on the walls. What about you? What's your fucking catharsis through a move?
I'm just glad to be out of my parents' house. Maybe I can start laying down some dick.
That was what was keeping me back.
You know? It kind of was, because I'm like super honest when I'm talking to girls.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, yeah, I'm living back with my parents.
Yeah, when you say it like that, it's not. When you pause on the.
You try to save it like, oh, my future roommate, like, is in between lease. Like, his lease is about to be up, so I'm waiting on that. Like,
no, you just say like, yo, I'm like, I'm doing really well right now. Like, my parents are living with me. Like, I'm just trying to take care of them and just spin it the other way.
Dude, I went out Saturday night. I went to, like, this gay bar, and there was this hot, hot girl. She's, like, half Colombian, half everything out, everything else. But she was a doctor. She started talking herself up, like, I went to NYU. I'm down here doing my residency, whatever. And she's like, so what are you doing? I was like, I'm a mover. And I just, like, completely, like, I made a couple jokes about it. Like, we kept going, but you can tell she's, like, checked out.
Dude, you gotta sell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Hard.
One of the people who I was with was behind me, and he said, all I heard was, you told her I'm a mover.
I never said mover. Like, it's the worst. I'm a logistics specialist.
I just don't want to lie. Like, I don't know.
You don't lie. You just sell. You know?
Sell, embellish.
Yeah, it's not even, it's like selling a car. Like, it's not that you're not saying other things, but you're just, you gotta read that 250 word count.
But this is my thing. That's just wasted time. That's me wasting time with someone that is built on like a false.
No, but here's the thing. And I think Charlamagne the God posted this. He said, like, a rich guy can meet a broke girl and change your life, but a rich woman can meet a broke guy and won't give him the time of day.
Yeah.
So you gotta like.
Bitch, I ain't broke.
You gotta sell you. Bitch, what'd you call me? No, but like, you just gotta sell yourself more than your fucking occupation.
Yeah, true. Yeah, man, I didn't sell myself. Like, myself didn't. Way more into the equation than my occupation.
I'm sure you said I'm a mover.
Yeah, I did, because I started thinking about myself. Like, I know my potential in my brain, but then like you put yourself on paper to other people, and it's short change.
Thought I could get way more words out of
you.
Any
more here?
That's the max.
Yeah,
that's the max.
It's the max, man. I don't know, but. This is my thing. Like, I don't want to waste her time or my time on some bullshit that we, and it's just fun for the night at that point. But I'm looking for something more,
this
man. I'm looking for love.
This is what you do.
I'm looking for love, y'all. Stare right in the camera.
Yeah, but here's the thing about it. Like, as soon as you hook up with some hot chick, you're going to be like, yeah, this was fucking fun. Like, I don't know if I'm all about love right now.
Yeah. It's called having balls and a dick.
Oh.
Man, I haven't in like 9 days now. 9 days.
Sounds violent.
Yeah.
Haven't.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, any listeners out there
wondering
who wanna
how long it's been?
Yeah, who are just thinking about it, and or wanna end the streak?
Yeah.
Reach out through email.
I've sheathed it. I want to sheathe it until something good comes along. You know what I mean?
No, I do not know what you mean.
I'm holding out. That's all I'm saying. I'm not gonna service myself until. Like, I do the Jersey method, the New Jersey method. You know, they pump your gas in New Jersey.
Y'all might be following you. I'm just like, what? The New Jersey method.
They pump your gas, man.
Wait.
I'm not pumping my gas anymore. So
next week, I pump my gas.
Hey, prices were low. Gas got down to like 138.
Cheaper than milk.
I got extra gas in the pack. I don't need any. So I can pump my gas.
I pump my gas. Alright.
Back on track.
That's out of the gas station. I pump my gas. Other than that, shit, last week, speaking of moving in, guest hosted Shantytown.
Oh, yeah.
Open mic at Shantytown in Springfield.
Yeah. It's fun. Real fun.
Fire.
It's a big turnout.
Yes.
Yeah.
Room's getting better and better. If you don't know, it's at where I just told you, at 7:30 to like 8:45-ish.
Nine-ish. There were so many comedians that went on. It went like to like 9:15, 9:20.
We had a good turnout. Yeah. We were turning and burning. It was fun.
Yeah. Tag teaming.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Co-hosting.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was a little bit difficult.
Like, we got through it, you know what I mean? There were some learning curves. But, yeah. Fuck, that was fun. It was fun because it was hard.
Yeah. And almost. It was fun because you just got to, like, kind of just riff.
Yeah.
Without having to do too much.
And I don't know if it's because I'm hack or everyone else is hack, but I had, like, a pretty good amount of riffs per comedian. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some fell flat, some hit, but
it was good shit.
Glad we got through it.
It was good shit.
Yeah. It showed me that we can do it. Like, we can carry a show.
Which I'm interested in.
A little bit.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that later.
What? Oh. Developments.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
All right. So, what you got for notes over there?
Shantytown. Joey Nichols, if you don't know, comedian, is doing a show Wednesday night at Rain Dogs at 9:30 or something. Sometime
10.
Wednesday. 10.
That's 10. I saw the flyer 10. Today.
Comedy show. Come out. Comedy Super Friends. Comedy show and game crowd involvement.
Oh, cool.
I think something like that. But come through. It'll be a fun time.
Interactive?
Wednesday night. Yes. Interactive. You know, as much as it is interactive without inviting hecklers to a show. But
yeah.
Now that you've been doing a little bit, how do you feel about hecklers?
Just breathe.
Oh, speaking of the Shantytown show.
Just breathe.
I had to do a little dirty work. I had to do a little mob work. You know, yeah. I had to charge some to the Relatables budget and pay off a patron.
Did you put that on the card?
Put that on the Amazon card. So
I'm not going to approve that.
Go ahead and report that stolen. I don't know what that charge is.
Ooh.
This is your one and only purchase with this card. I don't know what that charge is.
But yeah, Queenie. We'll call her out.
Yeah.
Queenie, we're tired of your shit. All right? We love you. You're sexy. You kissed me on the cheek. I loved it. Actually, it was on the neck. It was like the lower cheek. And I was like, ugh. It's like,
you got him.
I'm gassed up.
You can pump my gas, girl.
Ding, ding.
But yeah, she's just, and I get it. Like, we're having a comedy show at a bar, so people who come to a bar want to be at a bar and not a comedy show. I get that aspect of it. But once it turns into a comedy show, there's a lot of space outside. The other people that you're talking to aren't yelling. Like, it's just...
Yeah, just don't be an asshole. Like, yeah. Be self-aware. But people get a drink and they get a lot of confidence. You can tell, like, that's her thing. Like, she goes out, parties.
Yeah.
Does her thing during the day. Does it again at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But wild.
Had to buy her beer. I bribed her into going outside and drinking my beer. So that's how we kind of...
Worked for a little bit.
Yeah, worked for a little bit.
I was about to introduce people, and you could hear her just screaming outside.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but and before that, she was screaming inside. So.
Sometimes people are so funny though, and it actually helps. But a lot of times, it's just annoying.
If they know they're being funny, other times they just feel like they're talking, and like they just don't know when to stop.
Yeah,
like you don't just say one thing and then stop. Like you say one thing, the comedian makes your rebuttal, gets a chuckle, and then you say something else, and it's like, all right, the conversation's over.
Yeah,
like.
But even when it's not over and they keep going, like the couple in St. Augustine at Corazon, the old couple, I felt like it was part of the show. Like, I felt like they were plants. It was so good.
Yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they kind of stayed in their lane, but still were having a good time with it.
Yeah, but if someone would have gotten mad at them, the crowd would have turned on the comedian.
Right. Because they're more fun-loving than...
Yeah, than interrupting. So it's a weird balance you have to take. Everyone hated Queenie. But no one really addressed it or, like, could go after that. Oh, Steve did. Steve Thompson.
A little bit.
Fucking champ.
Dude, that would be a great comedy special to film.
What? Crowd as work? A heckler. No one's done it.
No, as a heckler.
Oh.
And, like, you do your whole, like, not whole set, but, like, just going to different shows and kind of, like, working.
People will be so torn because it's trolling it's in super, person.
Yeah, it's very trolly, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Especially if, like...
Would you rather that than, like, a YouTube comment?
Someone to make a heckle special out of your set?
Yeah, I guess. Or just like a super biting YouTube comment on your shit that gets 1,000 likes. Like something super terrible. Or a heckler in real life.
I'd rather have a heckler in real life.
Really?
Heckler's not that bad.
Yeah, but they ruin the show. They ruin an experience for everyone there. If someone just comments on your video and hurts your feelings on your video... Then they just hurt your feelings.
Yeah, but I feel like a heckler... I don't know, maybe I haven't had that bad of a heckler yet.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like they kind of ruined the show, but, like, everyone knows they're ruining the show. It's not like... I don't know. People get it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, damn, I don't know how the show's getting ruined and what the fuck's going on. This is a bad production. It's like, no, that guy's fucking ruining the show. Like, I see the guy fucking like it up.
It's almost not on you at that point.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
You gotta turn the tides. You gotta drain the waters.
Biz talk. But Wednesday, come out to fucking Rain Dogs, 10 o'clock. Comedy Super Friends. Shantytown every Tuesday, 7:30 to 9 o'clock. God, we're pumping up Rain Dogs Monday nights, always. Come through.
Your boys finally got one for you.
Ooh, we got tour dates.
Wednesday night. The Flamingo, 8 o'clock. Before you go to Comedy Super Friends,
yes.
Get your beak wet. Get the
at
ball.
At the Flamingo in Murray Hill.
Get the ball greased up. Put it in your pocket.
What?
At the Flamingo. Yeah, this hot fire will be available at the Flamingo.
What are you talking about? Hot ball, put it in your pocket.
I don't know, man.
But no, yes. Go to fucking Birds of a Feather. At Flamingo, Murray Hill, 8 o'clock, fire lineup, fire location, be there. And then right after that, slide to fucking Rain Dogs, Riverside 5 Points, 10 o'clock. God damn, this sounds too official. You know what I mean?
We just need a sponsor.
Sponsored by the Relatable discount. Anywhere you go, you tell your cashier, your attendant, the Relatables, and they will give you, is it 10%?
It's 10%. They just told me that was back on. It was off for the holidays because, you know, you can't get that big of a deal on everything during the holidays. So they have to make their money too.
Come on. But everywhere, anywhere, Walmart, Publix, food trucks, local bars, anywhere you want to go.
Tell them the Relatables podcast sent you.
Yes.
They will apply your 10% off.
Ask for the manager because, you know, normal hourly people don't usually know, but the manager will know.
It's an upper level thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And while you're shopping online, you can use that promo code. Apply it towards your purchase on Amazon.com. Guys, go on our... through our site, actually, not Amazon.com. Fuck Amazon.com. The Relatables.com. Go there. Click on the Amazon banner. Do all your shopping through that banner. Bookmark that banner.
Yes.
It gives us kickbacks. Doesn't cost you any extra money.
None.
And we'll love you for it. Damn, that was business talk. It's out of the way. We started with the hecklers. You ended with business, business.
You know, sometimes you got to... you got to play hard to work hard.
Dude, speaking of business, I thought of a good business the other day.
What is it?
We have condoms, right? Condoms exist, right?
Yes.
People have skinny dicks, right?
Yes.
Why not have condoms that add girth to your dick? Because only the tip, you really need to have a little feel. You know what I mean? You can make that sort of...
bulbous.
Not bulbous, but make it thinner, and then at the... base, you add some thickness. Girth condoms.
What, are you going to put it in a box?
What do you mean? You just sell them like regular condoms. They'll be a little bigger.
Girth condoms.
It needs a better name, but...
girth.
Yeah, just called girth.
G-R-T-H.
Girth.
Girth.
With girth, you'll see growth.
Well, you won't see growth, but you'll have growth.
Hmm.
It's not a bad idea. It's not a terrible idea.
How do we make that funny? Because
here's the thing. Who doesn't want a little more girth? You know what I mean?
I just say, man, I'm fine on girth.
I mean, but if you can have a little bit more.
Yeah.
Let's sell your own product. Let's literally had to sell it to you. I mean, I'm fine on girth.
Sell it back to me. Hey, sell me this pen. Just talking me out of my talk myself out of it. I was trying to solve another problem, but I just stumbled upon this.
Oh my.
Half of guys want length, half of guys want more girth, dude. Yeah. There's no dick extensions though, because you have to add to the top.
Yeah, you can't chop it off and put the blocks on the bottom.
Yeah. We got a lot of snap, crackle, pop in here. Yeah,
snizz, grizzle, and piz. So what half are you on? You on the length or the girth half?
What do you mean?
Which I think... I don't think it's a half and half. Maybe, no. I'd say it's like a 80-20 ratio.
You think more people want longer?
Yeah, why would you want a thicker dick?
Some people have really thin dicks. Have you Googled thin dicks?
I haven't. I don't think I need that.
I was Googling thin dicks earlier. Try not to pump gas.
It definitely didn't pump gas.
I've been trying not to masturbate, so I'm just watching gay porn. I need to watch porn. I'm addicted, but like...
turns out they got great stories. The real actors.
Great dieting tips. They're always cooking.
Or you're like, I watch straight guys do gay porn. Great actors.
All right, I'm going to go deep in my notes. Let's go deep in the notes.
Go there.
What happened in the news besides more Kobe tributes? All-Star Weekend happened.
I think we already talked about that.
Did we?
Yep.
Oh, we did. The dunk contest?
We did.
I haven't posted last week's episode, so I'm all...
yeah, so you're getting a taste.
We'll do a double drop.
Do they deserve it? I don't know,
man. Yeah, let's not do that. Let's not go to the notes. What do you have?
I went through my three notes.
Wow. Let's just end it. Fuck them.
We love you, but right as we end it, we're going to say fuck you.
We don't need you.
But we want you to go to that Amazon link in the upper right-hand corner of therelatables.com. Anywhere you shop, locally, internationally, intergalactically, online, use that Relatables podcast discount. Get that 10%. And we'll love you.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't say who we were. We'll do that at the end. Like right now. I'm at Zach Malcolm on Instagram.
I am at Dean Nimick on Instagram.
Follow us there. Go on YouTube. Subscribe. The Relatables Podcast. We're getting those videos up there.
And we're going to be putting our stand-up videos up there.
So I'm not.
We will.
So I won't.
We will. We're going to be submitting those to festivals, trying to get out there, you know, put some content in the streets. Yeah. So that'll be good as well.
Yeah. And if you're listening, you got this deep in the episode. Guys, no, we're only here for 7 more months. You know what I mean? We're like soldiers about to go to war, women, and we could never come back. So if you want one last go around, or one first go around,
one first,
come go around with your boy.
Come fuck around with your fuck arounds.
That's it. We can end on that. It was a fun.
That.
Yeah.
End on that. Call of service. Call of duty.
Do your service.
Women?
Yeah.
And some men.
No men.
No men.
No. But guys, please keep liking, sharing, subscribing, and as always, stay relatable.
Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable. Stay relatable, stay relatable.